You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network.
3, 2, 1.
And now for the podcast.
Way to go, kid.
One second I'm having the time of my life. The next thing I know, my game is just
in.
Gone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast. I am your host, Kale Smith. Joining me for this episode is Gina Versa.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing good, Gene. So today we are talking about Ralph Breaks the Internet. And Ralph broke the internet even though we're still able to talk on Google Hangout using internet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's false advertising, Gene. Ralph didn't break the... He just slightly cracked it.
He breaks toxic behavior.
Yes! He broke his... And he overcame insecurity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, So, Gene, did you like Ralph Breaks the Internet?
I did. I didn't like the trailers, didn't like any of the lead up to it, but I certainly liked the movie.
I agree. The trailers didn't do much for me. I mean, I didn't hate it, but they didn't do anything for me. But then I saw the movie and I'm like, okay, things are working. And then we get to the second half where just shit gets real. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. This is like, in terms of studio releases, this is like the best animated movie of the year, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I genuinely liked where this movie went. And going to non-spoilers very quickly. So the film is very much about what Gene said. He, you know, breaks toxic masculinity. He breaks...
And Ralph is very clingy.
Yes.
In the first film.
Yeah, well, and you kind of... But in the first movie, you develop an empathy for Ralph because he's built as a villain. He's built as, you know, it's the person no one wants to be with. So he's a very lonely character.
Mm-hmm.
And when he finally meets Vanellope, it all like comes together, you know, and they have a relation and they do have a very strong friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that is slightly progressive. I mean, they don't, you know, kiss or they don't fall in love at the end. It's just a very good platonic friendship.
Right. I mean, I would really not front the 8-year-old Avatar to fall in love with, I don't know, the older character for sure. But I like their like brotherly, sisterly friendship, you know?
Yeah. And on top of that, like, you know, she is the one that, you know, is always, you know, there. And, you know, it's just a really, really good, strong friendship. And it opens with that. And as they go into the internet, I think this is in the trailer, but the movie starts with her, with Vanellope, you know, she's, you know, in the middle of one of her races and Ralph builds her a new track. And of course, that track kind of leads to, you know, dangerous, you know, into kind of a dangerous territory and basically breaks the game. So now the game is out of order and they now need to fix the game before the arcade owner shuts down the game completely and sends it off. And then they go to the internet to go find, you know, the one tool they need to fix the the game. So, and it's about that story and how they, you know, overcome that journey. So, and where the movie goes is actually really surprising. And on top of that, the characters, I feel like they grew. And on top of that, the new characters are very interesting. And on top of that, I feel like Wreck-It Ralph or Ralph Breaks the Internet does what every sequel should do, which is expand upon the world, build more on, you know, put the characters on a new arc. And by the end of it, you feel like there is a satisfying conclusion. However, it leaves you with the possibility of maybe one more movie.
Yeah.
And so, Gene, what are your more specific non-spoiler thoughts on Wreck-It Ralph or Ralph Breaks the Internet?
Ralph Breaks the Internet, yeah. It wasn't about the properties and all the cameos they had. I really appreciated it. It was just between the relationship of the characters and how it handled that and how, because that's what really, I think, stuck with me with Wreck-It Ralph, where the movie was this, it wasn't the video game properties and all that. I mean, that was cool to see, but it was just so touching because it's like at the end, like, he didn't care what people thought of him. Like, he was a villain. He just accepted himself and he was at peace with just being him. And that is such a great message in a Disney movie for kids. You know, that's great. And this really expanded on it. And I'm glad that the emotions were up to par with that of the first film, that sentiment. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it also, what I like about Wreck-It Ralph, or what I liked about the first one, is that not only is it about accepting who you are, but it also means that there is someone out there that does care about you. Not necessarily in a romantic sense, but there's someone out there that does care about you mm-hmm. in the world and will go out and vouch for you. And I think that's even, you know, an even greater message is not only do you need to accept yourself, but you also need to allow others to care about you and love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first one kind of flips on its head, because what Ralph thinks of is caring is doing something that will benefit, you know, her, but also benefit him.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately what he needs to realize is, in order to be good friends, we have to do things that may not benefit us.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard, and those things can be tough, but we have to realize sometimes our friends go separate places.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't mean it's the end of a relationship. It means we're just going, trying new things and doing different things. And the movie does play it very well. It plays it emotionally satisfying. But it still it does it in a very authentic way, but also in a way to where you still buy it but in a way that still has that kind of fantasy hook to it.
Yeah.
So with that, do you want to get into the spoilers?
Sure.
And then we'll wrap the show.
Okay. Yes. The plot was kind of all over the place. It goes from them trying to find this like certain part of Vanellope's like video game, arcade game, to them having to go to Murder World or whatever it's called. And then it's like about the virus, and yeah, it's just kind of all over the place. And I felt the plot should have been more centered.
Sure. I can see that because the movie changes MacGuffins a lot. Like, we need a MacGuffin to get this MacGuffin.
Yeah, exactly.
Or we need this amount of MacGuffins to get this MacGuffin. So, yeah, I can see that. And it does go on many tangents, but I feel like that's where the movie strides. It's tangents it goes on. Because it's saying, you know, because what it says about these tangents is that it says that it's putting Penelope on the path of where she's going to grow as a character, and also on the path of where Ralph is going to have to grow as a character. So I deeply enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see where you're coming from, where it's kind of scattered and all over the place. Mm-hmm. And also it's a very long, it's a little bit of a long movie for a kid's movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. Do you have any other thoughts on the movie?
I don't think so.
So my other favorite scene I wanted to bring up is, what did you think of the scene with all the princesses?
That was great, that it subverted all these expectations and like all this like it had a critical thought on these characters, and it worked some criticisms about them and improved on them. So that was awesome.
Yeah, and also I just loved that at the end everyone's like, let's get out of our dresses and get on and get in like comfortable sweaters and yoga pants.
Yeah, right.
I just loved it. Yeah. Like I could have watched a whole movie with all of them just hanging out.
Yeah, I would want a whole movie on the Disney princesses.
Yeah, because admittedly I did grow up watching more Disney films as a kid, so, or Disney princess films, because that was kind of Disney's thing, is princess movies. And so to see all of them all in a room and just hanging out, they're in their sweaters and, you know, having, you know, beverages. It was just like, oh my God, I just want to see them all hang out. Like, and also them not understanding what the girl from Brave was, the princess from Brave was talking about. Exactly. Like, I just was like, that is so perfect. And I love the joke that it's from the other studio. Like, no shade on Pixar, but still, that's a good joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I love the movie and I love where it goes, and I think it's a really good sequel. I even love how the movie ends. It doesn't end with, like, again, I'm starting to love movies where it ends with, you know, the characters learning to be empathetic and also understanding and also overcoming their own personal demons rather than having to fight it out in a ring and fight it with a bigger, better dude. So I don't know. I'm starting to love this trend of movies where empathy is the ingredient we need to fight all of our demons.
Yeah.
But with that, we don't. I love Wreck-It Ralph 2, but Ralph Breaks the Internet, but I don't have much more to say. Gene, do you have any more to say?
No, I don't think so. I could just one more movie, that's it. Wreck-It Ralph out.
What a way to end the trilogy. We need a good trilogy ender.
Yeah.
All right. So, Gene, where can we find the good people? Or where can the good people find you?
Yeah, Gene9892 on Twitter and Instagram.
Do you have a short film you want to promote?
Yeah, you could look for Vera OS on Twitter, or excuse me, on Indiegogo.
All right, awesome. And you can find me at Movie Kale. And you can also find me or follow the podcast at The Youth Critic. And you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHD Network. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back with you next week with something. We might just do an overview on November movies. We'll figure something out. Anyway, Gene, thanks for coming on, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
Talk to you later, man.
Sugar Rush is getting unplugged.
Oh no, I'm freaking out hard.
If I'm not a racer, what am I?
Oh, you're my best friend. All we gotta do is find a part to fix your game. Everything goes back to the way it was.
But where are we gonna find that?
The internet!
What?
Sassy housewives want to meet you.
They do.
Want to get rich playing video games?
Slaughter Race. He's wicked dangerous.
Oh, yep, I'm out of that cold. It was a one, but it was an old.
Oh, nice kitty. Nice kitty.
Attention to detail is pretty impressive.
Well, well, well. Who are you?
I think we should get out of here.
Whoa. Showtime. Let's race.
Get back on the track!
There is no track! I can drive
anywhere!
I love it here.
Who knew there's so many babies and cats in the world?
That is what the internet was made for!
It's full of weirdos.
I want this to be my life.
I don't think I could ever tell Ralph.
There's no law saying best friends have to have the same dreams.
This is what's called the dark net.
Are you sure this is safe?
Just whatever you do, do not look at his little brother.
Oh, his little brother?
What are you doing here?
The reason I came to your neck of the face. I mean, there's a face in your neck. I mean, woods. Neck of the woods.